Sam.
Morning, Anne.
Morning, recovery people everywhere. Morning, Hamish. Morning. God.
Hope everyone's well. It is April the 18th from Opening Doors Within. Peace starts within. It is there within every soul. Like a tiny seed waiting to germinate and grow and flourish. It has to be given the right conditions, the right environment, and the right treatment before it can start. Be still and create the right conditions. Be still and give it a chance to take root. Once it's established, it will continue to grow. Excuse me. Once it's established, it will continue to grow. But in its tender beginnings, it needs to be helped and cherished. Therefore, you hold the key to world peace within yourself. Do not waste time looking at the chaos and confusion in the world. But start putting things right within yourself. Quietly go about doing my will. You do not have to talk about it, but simply to live it. Transform the chaos and confusion in your own life to peace, serenity and tranquility, and become a useful member of society and the world you live in. Start with yourself, where you know you can do something, and then work outward. That's so true, isn't it? You know, imagine if everyone worked on themselves, you know, we'd have a calmer, more peaceful world, wouldn't we?
Mm.
I mean, we're very lucky, aren't we, where we live? You know, there's no one that's, you know, argumentative or rude. You know, we're lucky, you know, so we feel that we've got a very peaceful community, haven't we, where we live. No one's loud or obnoxious, or everyone says hello. You know, it's a very pleasant lane we live in, isn't it?
Mm.
We used to be the only
blot in the landscape.
Yeah. I mean, we never really interacted that much with people, but we were loud.
Mm.
We had undesirables coming to the house. But now we're peaceful. You know, we're welcomed back into the community. You know, we never made amends per se with people, did we? But they sort of knew. We did. We were quite open about it, that we're in recovery. And, yeah, it does. You know, that peace that we got within us when we came into recovery has reflected out into our environment and to our workers and our families and people that we meet. And it does. That ripple effect is big, isn't it?
Mm.
And if every single person decided to get peace in their life, the ripples would be huge.
Mm.
So I get that reading. I remember thinking, what do you mean I can help with the world? But it does. It's
transform the chaos and confusion to peace and serenity. Yeah. It was quite a good meeting yesterday about step 9, you know, and how if there's amends that you haven't done that you need to do, there's no serenity until you've done them. You know, it's kind of like you want that inner peace, you have to deal with the issues.
We need peace from that dog to not disturb the neighbours. I think a cat actually taunts him.
Hamish! Hamish!
What have we got from Bill?
Hamish!
3, 4, 16. Give thanks. Are you still recording? Have you paused?
No.
Okay.
for world peace.
The dog had different ideas about...
pleased with yourself, are you?
Peace with the neighbours.
He's very pleased with himself.
All right, what's Bill got?
Okay. What has Bill got? This is from the Grapevine, March 1962. Give thanks, though I still find it difficult to accept today's pain and anxiety with any great degree of serenity. As those more advanced in the spiritual life seem able to do, I can give thanks for present pain nevertheless. I find the willingness to do this by contemplating the lessons learned from past suffering, lessons which have led to the blessings I now enjoy. I can remember how the agonies of alcoholism, the pain of rebellion and thwarted pride have often led me to God's grace and so to a new freedom.
It's interesting, yesterday I was talking about how I could use all of my past experiences to help someone else, and that made sense of it. That's the only, you know, thing that I can think of. I needed to go through that pain, so if anyone else, you know, that comes into recovery said, oh, I have these issues, well, yeah, so did I, you know, and talk about them and work through them with someone else. You can use your experience to help others. And that helped me make sense of, you know, going through painful stuff. Otherwise, sometimes you can't make sense of dreadful things that happen to people. But we have the option of using it to help others. You know, I was thinking on Tuesday night, you know, someone was sharing their losses and how they've stayed sober. If someone was in the room thinking, we're all saying the same thing, you know, like, what happens if someone goes? We're surely going to drink. And then when people come and share their experience, oh, we don't have to. Okay. You know, that makes sense then, doesn't it? That it's horrible what you've gone through, but you're going to help someone else because of it. And that's quite amazing, isn't it? That you can make sense of your pain and suffering by helping another person, not, you know, you have to go through the mistakes in order to help someone lessen the chance of making their own. I think it's really he's full of the joys of spring this morning, isn't he? Lovely boy.
I don't listen to many podcasts. He really is like a cartoon dog, isn't he? Just took his bone off him because he was crunching it. Are you grateful for the pain and anxiety?
Yeah. Right, I've got to crack on. Have you got much to say about that reading?
No.
No? Nothing?
Not really.